Verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. We're going to just pray that God will guide my lips, that whatever I say will edify, will bless, will encourage. Father, we just thank you for showing up at Rehoboth, for your presence and anointing right in this sanctuary, Lord, that we feel right now. Lord, let that word penetrate. Let it find good soil. Hallelujah. We just lift up your name right now. Lord, we love you, Lord Jesus. We ask you to speak to us today. Minister to our souls today. Lord, touch us today. Let us leave different from the way we came. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. And give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's give God a praise offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, before you're seated, I preached this message about 9 years ago, and I just felt led to preach it today. I don't usually preach a message twice, but I think this one was on my heart. So turn to your neighbor and say, one of us has to go. You may be seated in Jesus' name. One of us has to go. You may not realize it, but there are two of you. You have a double that looks like you, talks like you, sounds like you. In fact, you both live at the same place, eat the same food, have the same friends. But when it comes to how you act, that's how you tell the difference. In Genesis chapter 4 and verse 3, we have the story of Cain and Abel. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground and the offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and unto his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth or angry, and his countenance fell. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field, that's verse 8, sorry, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. You see, what I'm trying to tell you, there's really two of you. One of you is the flesh, represented by Cain, and one of you is the spirit, represented by Abel. And the two of you don't get along. The two of you don't get along. Both of you want to be boss. Paul talks about this in Romans 7:15. He says in the NLT translation, he says, I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. Verse 18, and I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. You see, you've got two of you, and both of you want to be boss. One of you is the Cain spirit. One of you is the flesh. And one of you has to go. One of you has to go. You see, we see that the Cain spirit will want to kill the Abel spirit. The Cain spirit can't abide something that is godly, that wants to seek God, that wants to do right. The Cain spirit, the flesh, will get jealous. It will want to do what it wants to do. You know the devil wants to kill you? And guess what? Many of us are helping him. Just like Cain, the flesh wants to kill your spirit man. In Romans chapter 7 and verse 5 in the New Living Translation, it says, when we were controlled by our old nature, sinful desires were at work within us, and the law aroused these evil desires that produced a harvest of sinful deeds, resulting in death. The devil will use your flesh to kill your soul if he can. My flesh does not want to pray. My flesh doesn't want to look away when some things come before my eyes. My flesh does not want to think good things sometimes. My flesh wants to kill my soul. Cain wants to kill your soul. And you know what? One of you has to go. One of you has to go. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 4, Jesus said, you can't serve two masters. You will either hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and the devil. One of you has to go. We have to have a made up mind today that we can't let Cain kill Abel. Hallelujah. You have to have that desire to not let Satan take over and control your fleshly desires, your fleshly attitudes. You know, we play sometimes with fire. You know, when you're a kid, little kid, you go and get the box of matches the first time, and you go and try it out for yourself and see what that's all about. But we have begun to dig a grave for our soul. In World War II, that's what the Nazis did. They would catch their prisoners and make them dig their own grave. Satan wants you to dig your own grave by giving in to your fleshly man. You cannot be friends with Cain. Cain wants to kill you. Cain wants to take control of your life. He wants possession of your mind. He wants full control of your actions. But one of you has to go. You cannot be friends with Cain. You cannot think that he's just your brother. He may look like you and act like you sometimes, but you have to make sure that he's not the one in control, because he's trying to kill you. Sometimes Satan will creep upon us in such a subtle way. He'll use our fleshly desires. He'll use the things that we think we want and that would make be good for us. In Luke 22 and verse 31, Jesus says to Simon, 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 behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. I've heard and I've noticed that every time Jesus is speaking to Simon, when he's giving him a correction, that's what he calls him, Simon, Simon. When he's doing good, he calls him Peter. But anytime he's messing up, it's Simon, Simon. You know how your parents used to say your full name? The middle name as well, when they wanted to correct you? Just so happens one of my grandsons has got my name. And so anytime Angie says, Anderson Michael Brownie, I jump up. But Jesus had to correct Simon because you know what? His other self was trying to get the better of him. He was letting the flesh guide his actions, guide what he was saying. Cain wants to possess your blessing. Cain wants to take away what God has for you. The devil is jealous that you're on your way to sonship. And one of you has to go. Amen. You're going to have to point that finger to the flesh and says, you can't stay here because I want my inner man to control me. I want to be led by the Spirit. Sometimes you have to talk to yourself and say, one of us has to go. See, in Romans 8:13, Paul was explaining that if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if through the Spirit do kill or mortify the deeds of the flesh, ye shall live. Because you can't let Cain get away with what he's planning to do. He is determined to kill you. You know why? Because your spirit man has a blessing from God. Your spirit man's sacrifice can be accepted by God. But Cain's offering, Cain's sacrifice was not mixed with faith. He's just showing up. See, there's two of you. Look like you, speak like you, have same friends of you, but one of you has got to go. Amen. God is saying you can't have both of you leading this body. One of you has to go. How do we kill the flesh? How do we make sure that Cain does not get control? Well, it's in Psalms 119 and 11. It says, thy word have I hid in my heart. That's what we've been talking about this whole month. Activating the word, reading the word, planting the word, and getting it into our soul. David knew a secret or two about killing that flesh man. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You're going to have to talk to yourself and tell that flesh man, you got to go. Amen. Both of us can't stay here. You are not going to be killing me because I am determined to make it into heaven. I am determined to see Jesus. I am determined to live a life that's pleasing to him. In Psalms 119 and 105, he says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." You hear that word and it kills the flesh. You got to make sure you get rid of Cain before he does you in. A lot of us think he's okay. He's my brother, but he wants to kill you. He wants to have nothing but to take control of your direction and your life. Paul recognized this in Romans 7. He said, listen, when I want to do good, evil is present with me. When I get up in the morning, I plan to pray and do some stuff. I get a phone call. I get distracted. You know what? One of us has got to go. You're going to have to tell Satan, you can't take control of this. This is the temple of the living God. Bible says, know ye not that you're the temple of the living God. You can't have stuff come in and defile you. You can't have stuff come in and divert you. You have to be 100% for God. You have to have a made up mind. You have to have a determination that one of you has got to go. Sometimes you have to talk to yourself. Sometimes you have to speak to yourself. Sometimes you have to correct yourself. Pastor won't be there, only you will be there. Cain is trying to kill you. Why don't you realize it? When he invites you out in the field, better watch your back. When he invites you to some places, you better not go. When he tells you it's okay to watch some stuff, you better not look. When he tells you it's okay to speak about this, you better not listen to him. Behind his back, he's got a rock. And he's going to kill you. You're going to have to tell him one of us has got to go. You see, Jacob and Esau knew that they couldn't stay together. One of them had to go. The one that had the birthright, the one that had the blessing, couldn't stay with the one that was carnal and all about himself. You're going to have to recognize the Esau's in your life. You're going to have to recognize the Cain that's creeping up behind you. You're going to have to recognize he's calling you out into the field. But watch out, he's got a rock behind his back. You understand that when you start to look at that story and look at the names, there's a little bit more depth and profundity there than you would think. Cain means possession. You understand? Cain wants to possess you. He wants to keep your flesh under bondage. He wants to control your life. He wants to kill you. Abel, of course, represents the spirit, so you won't be surprised that Abel means breath. See, Cain wants to kill your spiritual breath. You know what the word Simon means? Heard. Simon means to listen or to hear. And he heard the warning from Jesus. When he said Simon, Simon was really saying, listen up. Listen up, your flesh has got a plan that's going to deceive you. You think you're in control. You think you'll never betray me. But you just get in the right situation. You let your Cain man lead you out into the corner where you're far from me. And you'll say anything. In fact, you're going to curse me. Oh, I'll never do that. I come to church every day. But you're allowing your Cain man to live. One of us has got to go. One of us has got to go. It wasn't until the cock crew, he realized that his flesh had tried to kill him. He didn't even realize how close he was to danger. He remembered now that Jesus had said that the first part was going to come true. And there was Jesus looking at him. The Bible said he went out and he wept. He realized now that his Cain man had a rock all the time. Sometimes we think it's okay to be friends with Cain. But I'm telling you, when he invites you out in the field, you better not go. When he says, come on, let's go to this party, you better not go. When he says, let's go watch this thing, you better not listen. One of us has got to go. See, the very names tell us the story. Cain means possession. He wanted to possess stuff all the time. And Abel means breath. God's spirit. You see, the two are fighting together, your fleshly man and your spirit man. And you have to decide who you're going to feed. We want to feed the spirit side of us so that we are strong enough to defeat the Cain side of us, so that we can get to the point where we can say, you got to go. You're not going to be in possession of me. I'm not going to do what you want because Jesus has delivered me. Hallelujah. Jesus has delivered me. Romans 8:13 says, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if through the spirit you do kill the deeds of the body, ye shall live. We got to get up every morning and tell Cain, you got to go. You're not walking with me today. I'm going to work and I'm going to be blessed and highly favored. Amen. I'm not listening to you about where you want to go. I'm going to do what God tells me to do, because I am blessed and highly favored. You got to declare some things to Cain and make it clear who's in charge. Those that are led by the Spirit, to them gave he power to become. If you are being led by the Spirit, then Cain has got no power over you. No power over you. You got to tell him, one of us got to go. And you know who it is, Cain? It's you. You better leave. You got to go somewhere else. Satan, you got to get thee behind me. Isn't that what Jesus told Satan? Get, one of us has got to go, and I'm not going anywhere. You go, Satan. The Bible said he left him for a season. One of us has got to go. In Colossians 3:5, Paul repeats it. He says, mortify, that means kill, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection. Sometimes we just lust after stuff because we want it. Evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry. You see, Cain's got a whole plethora, a cupboard full of stuff that we want. He'll say, come over in this field and let's go look at it. But you got to tell him, I'm not going with you, Cain, because my spirit man wants to breathe. You just want possession, but I want to live. I want to declare God's mercy. I want to declare his goodness. I want to live and see the glory of God. So you have to tell that Cain person, you got to go. When you wake up tomorrow morning, you have to declare something, speak some words of blessing into your life. And you got to tell that spirit will that he's got to go. Paul in Romans 7 lays it all out. And in Romans 8, he gives the answer. He says, the Spirit of Christ, hallelujah, has made me free from the law of sin and death. You don't have to obey Cain. You don't have to go where he is going. See, Abel's problem was he trusted him. He went into the field with him. And Cain had a rock behind his back. Satan will deceive you. The Bible says the heart is exceedingly deceitful. You listen to the fleshly part of your heart and you'll get in trouble. It'll keep telling you, it's okay. It's all right. Everybody understands. It'll say, come out into this field. Everything's going to be okay. You need to stand still and say, you got to go, Satan. Get thee behind me. Else Jesus is going to call out your middle name. Think about that for a while. Think about that for a while. Simon, Simon, don't you know Satan wants to sift you as wheat? He wants to blow you away. That's exactly what he wants to do to you and to me. He wants to take our joy, our love, our grace that God has given us and bring condemnation and all kinds of other things, and bring us into a place of defeat, of where our spirit man is being killed. But we have to tell Satan, listen, I'm not going anywhere. I'm serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And one of us has to go. And you know who it is? It's you. We have to mortify our fleshly desires. We have to kill them. Paul said, I die daily. It's not a one-time thing, because he's going to come back. He always comes back with a plan B. If plan A doesn't work, he's coming back with a plan B. But listen, you got to tell him every day, one of us has got to go. Today I'm walking with Jesus. Today I'm singing his praises. Today I'm lifting up his name. Today I'm going to give thanks. Today I'm going to worship. Today I'm going to pray for someone. Today I'm going to encourage someone. And you are going to have to leave me alone. Because although you look like me, you speak like me, you eat things like me, one of us has got to go. Paul tells us, the scripture tells us that our fleshly man has got to die. Amen. Now that's not a fun sermon, but one of us has got to go. I want the only person left in here is spirit-filled Jesus man. That's who I want living here. I don't want flesh man. I don't want Cain living here. I don't want Esau living here. I don't want Saul the king living here. I want Jesus living here. Hallelujah. So one of us has got to go. Colossians 3:5 says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Yes, we have to live in this flesh. But Paul says we have to reckon it as dead. That means we have to treat it as dead. You know, you kick a dead body, it doesn't react. So someone gives you the finger when you're driving to work, it shouldn't take away your whole day. Peace now. You should tell Satan, one of us has got to go. Smile and give them a wave. Say, have a good day, be blessed. That's the way you tell Satan to go away. Next time someone curses you out, you say, God bless you. Have a wonderful day. May the love of God fill your heart. See, one of us has got to go. We can't let the devil take away our joy, take away our love, take away all our happiness. You know, when I came in here this morning, I have to admit I wasn't feeling the greatest. I didn't sleep too good and I had a lot on my mind, but I was determined that one of those spirits had to go. I was determined that was not going to be my Sunday the whole day long. I was determined Satan was not going to get the victory. And I started worshiping and someone prayed for me and another person prayed for me. And I'm here to tell you that that other person has gone. If we follow the flesh, he'll invite us out into the field and he'll beat us up. But if we live after the Spirit, we can have joy and peace. Amen. And all of God's blessings. Amen. If you could stand with me, this is a real short sermon. One of us has to go. I hope you'll remember that this week. When you start to feel negative, when the devil starts to tell you lies, you just tell him back, one of us has to go. That's easy to remember, right? Say it with me. One of us has to go. Okay, talk to your friend and tell him the same thing. Turn to your friend. One of us has to go. Amen. You should remember this message this week, right? As soon as Satan comes to invite you out to the field, look out for the rock behind his back. When he tells you it's okay to go talk to this person or that person, be careful. Tell him one of us has to go. When he tells you you can turn this stone into bread, tell him one of us has to go. When he says bow down and worship me, tell him one of us has to go. When he says, why don't you cast yourself in front of this car? Tell him one of us has to go. And I'm not going anywhere, Satan. See, Jesus knew what to do. He says, get thee hence, Satan. In other words, you know what he was doing? He was saying, one of us has to go. You need to employ this principle this week. When Satan comes to whisper to you, to distract you, to depress you, to get you all mad, tell him one of us has to go. It's as simple as that, because it is written, amen, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And those that are led by the Spirit, to them gave he power to become. I might not be there yet, but I'm becoming. I'm taking one more step closer to becoming. And I'm going to leave Cain behind. I'm going to leave Esau behind. I'm going to leave all those characters behind because I'm not in their group. One of us has to go. Amen. That's what we have the power to do, to declare unto Satan, get thee hence. That's what Jesus did. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord God and him alone. I'm not here to worship Cain. I'm not here to let my flesh be my worship idol. I'm not going to be in the mirror all day thinking how great I look, because that's fleshly. What I want is my inner man to be beautified. I want my inner man to be dressed with the garment of praise. I want my inner man to put on a spirit of joy. I want the inner man to be anointed with the oil of gladness. Because I'm not going to let possession, which is Cain, take away my breath, which is Abel. Because one of us has to go. Hallelujah. As I said, this is a short message, but I hope you remember it. These altars are open if you would like to pray to declare to Satan that one of us has to go and it better be him. The altar is open. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to close this service. But we want to declare some things today. To tell Satan once and for all, I have an absolutely made up mind. And one of us has to go. And it's going to be you. Because it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. See, when he's tempting us, he's trying to tempt God through us. And if we will resist, the Bible says, if you submit to God, then you can resist the devil. If you're truly submitted today, you'll be able to tell him in faith, one of us has to go. I want my flesh man to go. Hallelujah. We're closing this service. We're going to pray for those at the altar. Wherever you are today, have a made up mind that you're going to declare that your flesh, your Cain man, your Esau man, is not going to steal your birthright. Is not going to take a rock and get you in a field and hit you on the head. because you are going somewhere else. You have a direction and a journey to make, because those that are led by the Spirit, to them gave he power to become sons of God. Hallelujah. If you would bow your hearts with me as we begin to pray. Father, Lord, we just come to you in faith, believing, Lord God, that you're going to empower us, Lord God. Lord Jesus, that we will cast out the Cain man, the Esau man, Lord God, that your spirit man will grow, hallelujah, inside of us, Lord, that your spirit will be in this temple, Lord God, that we will not defile it, but we will hallow it, Lord Jesus. Lord God, that you can pour out your blessing upon us, that your spirit will take full control, Lord God, that our Cain man will be dead, Lord God, that we will mortify the deeds of the flesh, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord God, this week, help us, Lord God, to walk worthy of the calling. Oh God, that we will be able to tell Satan, Lord God, that he's got to go. Lord, we thank you for the anointing that breaks every yoke. Lord, speak into our lives this week. Let this word find good soil. Let us remember, Lord God, Lord, as he comes, to tell him that he has to get behind us. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Lord, as we pray, church, I ask you to pray for those at the altar, to pray for our church. Pray for the sanctuary, that God will just fill it with his spirit, that we will have liberty going forward. Hallelujah. If you could just pray right now, open your mouth. Whatever it is that you need today, you got to tell Satan that he's got to go. Hallelujah.